I really meant it, ladies and gentlemen, when I mentioned hope and prayer. I want us to be hoping with a strong hope and praying fervently that, let's just start with this, God will truly help the people who were injured, whether it was by that driver who drove the car into those people, whether it was people who were injured as they were being hit with those weapons that the racists brought to the protest with them, that all the people who were injured are taken care of. The family members of the lady who was killed, they're really going to need God's help in experiencing peace. And so be thinking about that, praying about that, and hoping with a strong hope for a better day for America. We have every reason to believe that for the next several years at least, things are probably going to get worse, because as things get worse for any sector of the society, things get worse for the society as a whole, because there's just no way to continue to make life more and more miserable for people of color without our stress becoming the nation's stress. Some way or another, the nation is going to, the people who are not the direct targets of this hatred and malice will also begin to feel the strain that's being put on the nation because of policies of hate. Part of the beauty of it is that people who genuinely care about America by caring for all Americans of every class, every ethnicity, etc., begin to feel the stress when they see their fellow Americans, fellow human beings, being mistreated, dogged, having life just made unnecessarily miserable for them. And I remember reading a study some years ago that pointed out, and talking with a psychologist who pointed out, that even when the racist makes life more miserable for people of color, for their victims, their targets, they increase their own stress. It's going to be so important that people make the decision of who they want to follow and whether they want to follow our Creator and His good ways, or whether they prefer to continue to follow the ways of one of the fallen creatures. All right. Again, many thanks to the many people of every ethnicity who is taking a stand against the vitriol. But I especially want people of color in general, black people in particular, to take special note of what many, many white Americans are doing for this nation as they take up our stand with us. Don't forget it now. All right, what about ethnicity? Would you say that ethnicity is more than skin deep? That ethnicity has to do with more than just skin color or racial identification? I want to share something with you that can help bring this reality home, the reality that ethnicity is more than skin deep. It does have more to do than with just skin color. As BBC talks about something that took place very, very recently in Kenya. As you know, they had a recent election, and I want to share with you some of the thoughts and feelings that people were thinking and experiencing leading up to the election. I wanted to be clear that there were concerns about the outcome of the election before the election was a done deal. We're talking about Kenya, a country in Africa, where you might be tempted to think, if we hadn't been listening to the news over the past years, might be tempted to think that, well, Kenya's a black nation in the continent of Africa, and so they probably don't have a lot of the drama that we have here in America. They're all the same race. Well, let me tell you, just because a nation is comprised 90%, even 98%, even 100% of people of the same race, same racial mix, that doesn't necessarily mean they will be drama-free. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about a country of white people, a country of Hispanic people, a country of black people, where you find people, you will find drama. Kenya's no exception. As a matter of fact, ethnicity played a big part in Kenya's election, with many people voting along communal lines. And occasional outbreaks of political violence in which people were targeted according to their ethnic background. The madness is not just in America the Beautiful. It's all over the world. In Kenya, political violence, part of the equation, as people were targeted according to their ethnic background. And this, of course, can make life difficult for mixed ethnicity couples. How many of you out there listening are mixed ethnicity, mixed race, culturally diverse, however you want to say it, married couples here in America? Has it gotten easier for you as racially mixed couples seem to be becoming more and more common, even if somewhat slowly, definitely more and more common? How about those of you who are not involved in a racially mixed marriage, but you see people who are either dating, whether temporarily or maybe they've been dating for a long time? They're a mixed couple. Or you know some mixed race marriages. People involved in, they're married, they're different races. What do you think about them and their marriage? Does it bother you? Do you think it's cool? Is it just a non-issue? It doesn't bother you, neither cool. It just is. Well, you know, more and more we're seeing people, we're seeing mixed race relationships in America. You go out of town and you see mixed race marriages, and or even in town, and you're seeing two people together who you've never seen before. We don't know if we're looking at two people who are dating for the first time. They've been dating for a year. They're married, particularly if they're older, because, of course, we have teens who are doing some mixed race dating. And I guess we generally assume that if they're teenagers, they're not married. They are just dating. If they're young adults, look like they might be in their early 20s, we might assume that they're dating as opposed to married. But whether you see a dating situation or a married, what may be a married situation, does it bother you? Do you look at it the same as you would a same race marriage? For me personally, it's a non-issue in the sense that as far as what I see beautiful, as far as the marriage in and of itself, I don't know. Because I don't know how well they get along with each other. I don't know how well they connect with each other. Because truth be told, and we know this, it doesn't matter whether it's same race or mixed race. It can be beautiful. It can be not beautiful, depending on how the two build that marriage. But just the race in and of itself, I got to tell you, I have absolutely no problem with same race marriage. I have absolutely no problem with mixed race marriage. None whatsoever. For me, the issue is, are they compatible? do they work well together? And that's going to happen regardless of skin color. I mean, I know some people might say, well, you know what? If they catch a lot of flack for being a mixed race couple, that could cause problems. That's true. But if it's not that, it's something else that can cause problems. And you just think about it. What comes up in same race marriages, regardless of what the race is, same race marriages, that causes so many marriages to end in divorce. In Kenya, basically the same skin color, but various ethnicities, and they have the same dramas there, including violence that we would find here. There's a question that a six-year-old asked her parents about this recent presidential election that took place in Kenya. I'll tell you what that question is in just a minute.